one number one song to her credit, Shelley Wright has been called one of country music's best-kept secrets. But that may soon change. The 35-year-old singer-songwriter's new album, The Metropolitan Hotel, has already produced two chart singles, Back of the Bottom Drawer and The Bumper of My SUV. During Shelley's recent visit to the Voice of America, she told the story behind The Bumper of My SUV.
I have a Marine Corps sticker on the back of my vehicle, and the lady really flipped me the bird and cussed me out. And it wasn't my driving. We really did have words. And I went home and I wrote the song. Now, here's where it gets weird. That song sat in my home studio for 16 months. I forgot that I wrote it. I found it a week before the guys and I went back over to Iraq in September of 04. That entire trip in the Middle East, we did that song. And shipmen, sailors, airmen, Marines, they all came up and said, you got to record that song. And I said, oh, no, it's almost 5 minutes long. I'm in between deals. I won't, but thank you. I'm glad you liked it. And then a young man by the name of Josh Henry, we met him one night, played for him, as we do everyone, and shook hands and visited. He said, that's a cool song. You should record it. And the next morning, Josh was killed in the line of duty. And I think that the impact of what that felt like for us to have had such a fleeting moment with somebody, I got back to Nashville, made a recording of it, simple, just piano and my vocal, sent it back to Baghdad AFN, and it got leaked back to the States within a week. And it went on to become a number one selling single in the nation 9 weeks in a row. But it's been a really sweet experience and probably the most impactful thing of my life, not just in my career, but the most touching thing that's ever happened to me.
I've got a bright red sticker on the back of my car. Says United States Marines. And yesterday a lady in a mini held up her middle finger at me. Does she think she knows what I stand for, or the things that I believe? Just by looking at a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
Shelley is donating proceeds from the bumper of my SUV to the Stars for Stripes Foundation, which sponsors entertainers to perform for U.S. military troops overseas. Shelley wrote 8 of the 12 tracks on the Metropolitan Hotel. She says at this point in her career, it's gratifying to record her own songs and write for other artists. Shelley recently won her first songwriting award from the performing rights organization BMI for I Can't Sleep, a song she co-wrote with country singer Clay Walker. Shelley worked on her new album for nearly 3 years. She explains how she chose its unusual title.
In 2002, after we played in Stade, Switzerland, I took a couple of friends with me, and we hopped over to Paris for a couple of days and then to London. And we ended up at the Metropolitan Hotel. On our last night, had a great dinner reservation where we were going to see probably Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna and all these big stars. We ended up staying in my hotel room with a jam box and about 100 of our CDs that we had with us. And we had what my friends and I call a song fest. And what you do is you get to go one song at a time. Nobody gets to play two back-to-back. And you play a song that is a non-skipper on a record, meaning it's a song that you just can't possibly skip over. About 2 in the morning, I sat up off the floor. I said, you guys, this is what I have to do. I have to make an album full of no skippers. They said, well, don't you always try to do that? I said, I need to try in a different way, and I need to try with patience and time, because it really takes time to have the project come together correctly. I said, if I accomplish that, if I make the album that I'm envisioning right now, I will call it The Metropolitan Hotel, because that's where we were staying. And I felt like I hit the mark, and so that's why I named it.
Shelley's career honors include the Academy of Country Music's 1995 Best New Female Vocalist Award and a Country Music Television Flameworthy Award. And in 2001, Shelley was named one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People. But she says she's most proud of the American Legion's Woman of the Year Award she received in 2003. In addition to her lifelong support of U.S. military troops, Shelley has worked hard to raise money for music programs in public schools. In 1999, she established the Reading, Writing, and Rhythm Foundation, which has so far given $1 million to schools for musical instruments and equipment. The latest single from Metropolitan Hotel is Shelley's version of a Chuck Berry rock classic from the early 1960s. Here's Shelley Wright with C'est la vie. I'm Mary Morningstar.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love a mademoiselle. Now the young monsieur and the dame have rung the chapel bell. Say la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robe of sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. When Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. Said I'll be, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.